Well, we had a flood, you see, and the levee across the river broke. So there was some Irvings, was their name. He was one of the commissioners on McGee Creek Drainage District over there. So he said to me, he said, "Do you want to take a ride?" He said, "Over to Chambersburg." That was all under water at that time, see. I said, "Sure." I wasn't doing anything, just loafing around the town. So went down, we got in a, he had a wood launch. It was about 24 foot long, big enough, an outfit, see. And when we got over there, oh, this was in the morning, about 7, 8 o'clock, I guess. We got over there about 9 or 10, and we went to dinner. So we got ready to come home, and the wind had raised, see. Big waves like that. So we started back across that bottom again. Of course, the water was about 8, 10 foot deep, I guess, something like that. And a wave lifts us up when they come down, while we come down on top of a fence post, see. And it punched a hole in the bottom of the boat about 6-8 inches around. Oh. Well, he'd been working on his boat and fixing seats, see. And he'd cut out a board that was about a foot square, I guess, or 8 or 10 inches square, something like that, and already put the nails in it. And when we got there, we just left, see, and he just sewed that off the side, see, in the boat. Well, when that water started coming up through there, he just reached over and gets this board and lays it down and puts his foot on it and nails the nails down and plugs up the hole. We was about 3 or 4 miles from anywhere.